lot of people like chocolate syrup over.
Over ice cream, but I never seen it put over a pudding.
Would you ever use the term dope for a sweet syrup?
Dope.
Have you know that term?
No, I never.
Okay, what would you call a food taken between regular meals?
Snacks.
And if you were describing what you had today, you'd say, well, at 7 o'clock this morning, I
had breakfast.
And then at lunch, I
ate dinner. We usually call it dinner, but
dinner, yeah.
Yeah. And I know dinner's supposed to be at night, but we still say dinner at noon hour.
Suppose you had breakfast very late one morning. By 8:30, you said, I'm really having breakfast late tomorrow. This time yesterday, I had already
eaten my breakfast.
Okay, what do people usually drink for coffee? For breakfast.
Coffee.
Okay, how do you usually make it?
How do I make it? Well, I've got a Mr. Coffee. Coffee maker.
I've got an electric percolator that just holds 2 cups. And it's big for percolator full.
How did you make it before you had all those fancy electrical devices?
In an old coffee pot that perked on the stove.
Do you ever boil it?
Yes.
You just
put so much water and dump your coffee down in it and set it on the stove and let it boil.
After it boils so long, set it off on the ground to go to sleep.
You ever use eggshells to settle them?
No, I never did.
I saw older people do that, but I never did.
My folks like to go camping out, and they take an old bucket and cook their coffee in it, and they just dump the coffee in, put the water in, and let it boil. And then when it boils, they set it off. The grounds goes to the bottom. The coffee comes to the top.
What's the most common thing you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it out of what?
Glass.
If the glass fell off the sink,
broke.
You may say, I didn't.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, if the glass broke, you say, I didn't.
I didn't break that.
But someone has
broke it.
Okay, if I ask you how much water you've been drinking, you've been drinking a lot of it, you say, So how much did you drink over there anyway? You say, I
drank a glass bowl. And
then you might say to me, well, how much have you? See, I drank a glass bowl. How much have you?
How much have you drunk?
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to start, what do you say to them?
Come on.
Go ahead and
start in. Dig in.
If somebody comes to see you and you want to ask them in for a spell, you say, come on in and
sit down. Make yourself at home.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say, go ahead and
pass the potatoes.
Yeah, and or if you don't, you want them to go ahead, you say, go ahead and
help yourself.
So he went ahead and
dipped his own potatoes and passed them to the next guy.
Okay, if you decide not to eat something that's being passed around the table, you say, thank you, I don't
want any.
If talking about food cooked and served a second time, you say it has been
warmed over.
Yeah. And if you have more than you could eat for Sunday dinner, you save it for Monday. You'd eat it and you say you were having
the leftovers.
You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Yeah, we were talking about cornmeal mush earlier. Are there different ways of making it, or how would you cook it?
Well, you just take a water and thicken it with cornmeal and let it boil. That's the only way I ever saw it cooked. Then after it gets cold, if you have any left over, it'll set and it gets hard, and then you can slice it and put it in your skillet and fry it brown, and it's pretty good. But I never saw it cooked anyway, only just boiled, just water and cornmeal.